From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. lawmakers are slamming a saber-rattling speech by Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which the leader boasted an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that can hit almost any target in the world. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
President Putin said Russia's new weapons include a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, and a new hypersonic missile. He said Moscow's adversaries have failed to contain Russia, and that those who didn't listen to Russia before will, quote, listen to us now. At the Capitol, Putin's speech prompted derision from Republican Senator Tom Tillis.
I view Mr. Putin like I view any murderer or criminal. When they say something, they're probably lying, but you have to take it seriously.
Putin is expected to secure another 6 years at Russia's helm in an election later this month. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Jan Nigelin, the special advisor to the UN special envoy for Syria, criticized the situation in eastern Ghouta.
Humanitarian law was created many generations ago to prevent attacks against civilians, medical facilities, protected people. Eastern Ghouta is devoid of international respect for international law.
A UN Security Council resolution on Saturday demanded a month-long cessation of hostilities to allow aid in and evacuate the critically sick and wounded, especially from eastern Ghouta, which has been under siege since 2013. This is VOA News. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Thursday an aid convoy carrying humanitarian supplies for 50,000 displaced people has arrived in Afrin in Syria as Turkey wages an offensive in the area. The ICRC said in a statement that the situation in Afrin and other areas along the Syria-Turkish border is alarming, with the majority of people living in dire conditions. Venezuela's election board said Thursday it was postponing an upcoming presidential vote from April 22nd to the second half of May following an agreement between the government and some opposition parties. Miller Ortega has more.
Presidential elections in Venezuela are normally held at the end of the year, and critics had accused authorities of moving the vote forward to hamper the opposition and benefit President Nicolas Maduro's re-election bid. The leading opposition coalition is boycotting the poll, but one presidential hopeful, Henry Falcón, has already launched his candidacy. But Maduro's two strongest opposition rivals are both barred from standing. The United States is also considering imposing sanctions against Maduro's government due to what it says are unfair conditions for the presidential vote. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga condemned South Korean President Moon Jae-in's comments about the comfort women issue, saying his remarks Thursday goes against a 2015 accord between the two nations. Before and during World War II, Japan forced many Korean and other women in Asia to work in brothels for the Japanese military in what was known as the comfort woman system. In a speech in Seoul Thursday, Moon called Japan the perpetrator and said that inhumane crimes against humanity cannot be covered up by saying it is over. Thousands of South Korean conservatives rallied in Seoul Thursday to protest against President Moon Jae-in's Olympic outreach to North Korea. Lee Gu-ri, a 50-year-old protester, said that the current administration ignores South Koreans, and she also went on to say that the current administration should be serving South Korea, but President Moon looks more like a president of North Korea. Moon's opponents say his policies appease the enemy and undermine the United States' maximum pressure strategy. A severe drought affecting South Africa's Western Cape province is expected to cut agricultural output by 20% this year, decimating the wheat crop and reducing apple, grape, and pear exports to Europe. South Africa has declared a national disaster in its southern and western regions, including Cape Town, freeing extra funds to tackle the crisis. Cape Town itself faces day zero on July 9th, when the taps could run dry. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.